Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now, here's your host, the man on a mission to take your health to a whole new level. It's Dr. Eric Berg.
Hi guys, Dr. Berg here. In this video, I want to share with you the real cause of gallstones. Now, a lot of times when you go to the doctor, if you have gallstones, they're going to just remove the gallbladder without explaining what caused them in the first place, right? Well, gallstones are really cholesterol stones, and it's not caused by consuming too much cholesterol. It's caused because you don't have enough bile to break down the cholesterol stones. So what is bile? Bile is made by the liver. It's stored in the gallbladder, that is just a sac, to help you dissolve fats in your diet. Okay, so I'm gonna demonstrate this. So here we have a little container of fat, okay? This is oil. This is like you just ate some fatty foods, right? And here we have detergent. This is the bile. So if we mix the detergent with the oil, don't try this at home. Okay? And this is what the gallbladder does. Okay, you just shake it a little bit. Wow, look at that. So basically the detergent dissolved the oil into small particles. That's called emulsification, okay? So the bile dissolves the fat, and then the pancreas over here underneath your left rib cage sends another thing in there called lipase. That's an enzyme for fats that takes it one step further and dissolves it into real small particles so you can start absorbing it through the intestines or through the liver, okay? But basically the gallbladder breaks down fats. And so we need bile. But really a low bile problem is a symptom of something else. So it could be either a symptom of excess estrogen, and that's why women that go through pregnancy or they have high levels of estrogen can get gallstones as well, or if they're taking birth control pills, or if they're taking hormone replacement therapy, right? Excessive cortisol can also cause gallstones. That's stress. Excessive insulin can cause gallstones as well because it depletes the bile reserve. And that's why a lot of diabetics get gallstones, right? Well, it's an insulin problem. Too much insulin depletes the bile. Low-fatty diets can also cause a bile deficiency. Why? Because the thing that triggers the release of bile is saturated fats. So if you don't eat enough fats, especially saturated fats, your body is just not going to make the bile, and then you're going to have a less amount, and you could get gallstones from that. Constipation could also be another cause because it backs up the whole thing, but then also it could go, low bile can cause constipation because bile lubricates the colon. So it could be a little bit of a, you know, the chicken or the egg. We don't know which one it is. So those are some simple solutions. So how do we dissolve the stones? Well, you increase your bile, you figure out which one this is, you correct the diet. If it's too much sugar, too much stress, or too much estrogen, you correct that. In the meantime, you can dissolve the stone by taking a bile salt. It's a concentrate. The one that I use is called gallbladder formula. And it not only has purified bile salts, but it has stone root, which is an herb that dissolves stones. Plus, I added in there a bunch of enzymes and acidifiers to really help the stomach release your own bile so you can actually produce more, okay? So if you're interested, check the link below. Okay, in summary, you want to know the cause of your gallstones so you can actually prevent a problem down the road. So even if they remove the gallbladder, the cause is still there. It can create liver stones, in fact. So you may not have a gallstone, but now you get a liver stone. All right? Well, thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next video. Hey guys, thank you so much for watching. Please click the subscribe button, and I will see you in the next video.